Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. It's day two of the virtual Democratic National Convention. Included in tonight's primetime program is former President Bill Clinton and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
The theme for tonight's mix of live and pre-produced segments is Leadership Matters. Organizers say that will provide plenty of opportunity to contrast former Vice President Joe Biden's approach to governing with that of President Trump. President Clinton will speak. He has been a fixture at conventions going back to 1988, while this will be Representative Ocasio-Cortez's first convention speech. Also this evening, the roll call of the states. Elected officials will be joined by an array of American voters in 57 states and territories to cast the delegate votes, officially making Joe Biden the 2020 Democratic nominee. Don Gagne, NPR News.
On the centennial anniversary of the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, a group of female attorneys general has announced they are backing Joe Biden's presidential campaign. A group of Democrats includes current and former AGs from 24 states and U.S. territories. They stated history was made with the nomination of Senator and former California Attorney General Kamala Harris to be Biden's running mate. For the past 3.5 years, the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. The panel has now published the fifth and final report in its probe. As NPR's Tim Mack explains, the bipartisan report draws a direct link between the head of Trump's campaign and a Russian intelligence officer.
The Senate Intelligence Committee's final report says that in 2016, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort worked with a Russian intelligence officer named Konstantin Kalimnik. The report says Manafort shared internal campaign information with Kalimnik, such as polling data and the campaign's strategy to beat Hillary Clinton. The committee also obtained evidence that Kalimnik may have been related to the Russian government's hack and leak operations that led to the publication of stolen Democratic Party emails. The committee also found that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered the hacking and leaking of those emails, a development that upended the 2016 presidential campaign in Trump's favor. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced today he is halting some operational changes until after the November election in order to avoid any appearance of impropriety. The announcement coming after some Democrats claimed changes at the post office were designed to undermine mail-in voting, and some states were planning to file lawsuits. DeJoy said he'll suspend his initiatives until after the election to avoid even the appearance of impact on election mail. DeJoy is a Trump ally who took control of the post office in June. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 66 points, the Nasdaq up 81, the S&P closed at a new record high up 7 points. This is NPR. Amid some resurgence in coronavirus cases, France is now mandating the wearing of masks in all workplaces, from the central business districts in Paris to factories out in the provinces. Government hoping to be able to contain growing levels of infection without having to totally shutter the economy. The announcement makes France one of the few countries requiring universal mask wearing. President Trump will pardon famed suffragist Susan B. Anthony on the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which helped guarantee women the right to vote. As Randy Gorbin from WXXI in Rochester reports, the move is being criticized in the city where Anthony lived for many years.
Anthony was arrested in 1872 for violating a law that allowed only men to vote at that time, but speaking in front of the Rochester House, where Anthony lived for many years, New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul said that if Anthony were alive today, she would decline the president's offer.
Susan B. Anthony is calling to us right now and saying, I don't want to be pardoned. I was proud to be arrested. I was proud to be arrested in this very home.
Hochul says Anthony celebrated her arrest and noted that although convicted, she never paid her fine. For NPR News, I'm Randy Gortman in Rochester.
U.S. home builders were busier in July. The latest sign the housing sector appears to be emerging as one of the few areas of strength in an economy suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. Commerce Department says housing starts were up 22.6% in July, the biggest gain since 2016. Home building was up in every part of the country last month, with the biggest increase coming in the northeastern United States. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.